Father, thou art indeed gracious to us. Thank you for this church. And of course, over and over again, we pray for our preacher and we thank you for him. And once again, use him for our help and benefit, for thy glory. Bless us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's time for our weekly reminder that God is good. And that's basically what I'm here for today. Every Sunday I like to come and remind you that he's still alive. He's a wonderful Savior, a wonderful God. I want to speak this morning on that little line that Paul wrote, the last words of our scriptures we read this morning, when I am weak, then am I strong. That is both my text and my sermon title this morning. When I am weak, then am I strong. Here's what I'd like for you to do. I'd like for you to sit up straight. I'd like for all the teenagers to be very quiet and still. I'd like for all the college students to listen very carefully. I'd like for you to give me about 29 or 30 minutes of your time to give you what I think will be one of the most wonderful encouragements of your life, either today or when you need it. There are two things about sermons, I think. The first thing, a sermon is for those who need it now. Secondly, it's for you to tuck away somewhere for until the time comes that you will need it. And you either need what I'm going to say this morning from this verse, or you will need it someday. What a wonderful statement. Paul said, when I am weak, then am I strong. Our Heavenly Father, I pray this morning that you'd help me. Because if you don't help me, I cannot help these I love and whom I've served for almost a third of a century. I need your help today. My people need your help. And I believe that I have from your word a truth that can encourage and strengthen our lives. Speak to our hearts. Be real to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a little folder I keep in my briefcase, a little manila folder I keep in my briefcase that in which I put sermon ideas, sermon outlines. I outline about 5 sermons a week, and I got a big thick folder like that. I don't just prepare a sermon for a Sunday and Sunday night in case, for example, there are some preachers that get sick on Saturday, there'll be no sermon on Sunday unless it's warmed over. But I've been brooding over a scripture and thinking about this scripture for a long time. I've had a little, I guess for 6 months, I've had a little card, a little 3x5 card, like I always carry in my pocket. And the 3x5 card, it said, sermon. When I am weak, then am I strong. And I seem to not be able to develop it. I'd get it out, I'd look at it, and I'd try to develop it. And it just seemed like that I could not develop it like I wanted to. And it never gelled for me. And I put it back in the files and pulled it out again a little while later, a few days later, and looked at it again. And it just never gelled until one day a few weeks ago. They called Mrs. Hiles and told her that her mother was dying. She spent her last days on earth in our Hiles Anderson College clinic. The clinic called her and told her she'd have to hurry if she was going to see her mother alive. They said she would die in just a little while. But she didn't. Then they said in the late evening she wouldn't make the night. They said she couldn't make it to midnight. They told me that she wouldn't make it to midnight. And we thought she'd be gone by midnight because they said she wouldn't live past midnight. But she did. And then they decided that she would not make it through the night, that night. But she did. And she made it the next day and the next. And then one Sunday morning, they called Mrs. Hiles out to the clinic, and she missed Sunday school and church, rushed out there. And I went out just as soon as the service ended. If you recall, I made the statement that I thought they said she was dying. They said she would not last but a while. She probably wouldn't make it till noon. I expected to find her body there, already deceased. They said she wouldn't make it long, but she did. Then they said she wouldn't make it through that night, but she did. And then they said she wouldn't make it through the next day, but she did. And again and again and again, they kept making that prediction. She's going to pass away in a few hours, but she didn't. One night as I was alone with her, I watched her as she fought. Now follow me carefully. As she fought to live. I watched her as you know how they do when they're close to death. By the way, it wasn't night. It was Sunday afternoon. And I watched her as she fought for the next breath. And I said, that's it. That's my scripture. That's the exegesis. Don't you impress that big word I used this morning? I know a lot of big words. Pussyfooting, back tickling, and catty-cornered and catty-wampus. A lot of those Greek words. But anyway, I said, that's it. That's 2 Corinthians 12:10. When I am weak, then, are you listening to me? Well, look like it then. When I am weak, then am I strong. And I got thinking, it takes more strength right now for that woman to breathe than ever has in her life. Are you listening? Listen to me. I got something to tell you. Talk later. I said, talk later. Hey, I'm talking to you. Talk later. Listening to him. I'm listening to you. I'm talking to you. I'll let you talk a lot if you want to, but don't quit talking to each other. I'm talking to you. I said, it took more strength for her to breathe when she was weak than it did when she was strong. It took more strength for her to stay alive when she was dying than when she was living. So when she was weak, she was strong. She fought like I'd never seen her fight before, and mother-in-law's fight. But she fought like I'd never seen her fight before. I mean, you wouldn't believe the struggle. Those nurses that are here this morning that attended her, that vouch for it. You never saw the struggle that woman put up. She was weak, but she was strong. And she exerted more energy just to breathe than she had ever exerted before. What am I saying? What Paul meant? Paul said, when I am weak, then am I strong. Here's what he means. When you are your weakest and keep going, you're your strongest. Don't miss it. When you are your weakest and keep going, you are your strongest. Because it takes more strength to fight against weakness. What is strength? I told the fellows this morning. Strength is your degree of resistance against resistance. Strength is your degree of resisting resistance. So when the resistance comes, then you become weak. But you bow your neck and you stay in there and you become strong because you have to resist weakness. I'm 65 years of age, nearly. I am weaker than I ever have been. I mean that. I'm not asking for any sympathy. I'm just 65 years of age. I mean, it's been a long time since they said to my mother, it's a boy. And it's just been a while. That's all there is to it. And I must confess to you, I'm not as strong as I was almost a third of a century ago when I became your pastor. I'm weaker than I was then. Okay, but I keep going. Okay, it takes me more strength to keep going than it did. Are you listening to me? All right, then I'm stronger than I was. Because now that I... Look, it's an ordeal just to get up. I've often said, I don't wake up in the morning, I get resurrected from the dead every morning. But I mean, you folks are 65 or older, you know what I'm talking about. And so I'm saying that I am nearly 65. I am weaker than I ever have been, but I keep on going. But it takes more strength to keep on going than it did, so I am stronger than I ever have been. Hey, preachers all across the country say this when they hear me preach these days. They say, you're preaching stronger than you've ever preached in your life. That's what they say. Well, of course I am. I have to. You see, it's 6 o'clock at night. I'm in a motel room somewhere in America. I am supposed to preach tonight. I'm too tired to go, but I go. So it takes more strength to go than it did when I wasn't too tired to go, because the resistance of weakness has come. So I it takes more strength, and that means I try harder than I ever have tried, and in trying harder than I ever have tried, I'm stronger. And I'll be honest with you, around the country, I preach with as much vigor or more than I ever have. I just heal the dead, cast out the sick, and raise the devils all across America. But I'm saying it is not as easy as it was, and since it wasn't as easy as it was, it takes more strength to do it, and if I have to have more strength to do it, that means I'm stronger than I was, because the resistance of weakness has come. What I'm trying to tell you, folks, keep on going. Keep on going. And you're stronger because of weakness. In the battle I'm in, I'm weaker than I used to be. But I keep on going in the battle. And by the way, in case any of us here, I plan to keep on going on too, by the way. Hey, never turn back. Onward, forward. Don't turn back. Shall I turn back into the world? No, no, not I, not I. And so when the battle comes, I keep on going. But I'm not as strong as I used to be. I'm weaker than I once was. So it takes more energy for me to keep on going than it used to. So what does it mean? It means I am stronger than I used to be because I have to exert more strength to fight my weakness than I used to fight. And Paul, an aged Paul, said, I got some news for you. I rejoice in adversity. I rejoice in my tribulations and persecution. Why? Because it makes me weak. And when I'm weak, I keep on going, and I have to be stronger to keep on going. When I'm weak, then am I strong. Strength is your ability to withstand resistance. I was a paratrooper. That's where I got this amazing physique that you see standing before you today. I enrolled in paratroop training, 1,100 men enrolled for the 2 weeks of calisthenics. I'm talking about exercises, chinning, rope climbing, push-ups, all kinds of exercises, and running. First day I had to run 1 mile, second day two, all the way up to 10th day, ran 10 miles with boots on. On a highway, up and down hills in Georgia Hills, in Fort Benning, Georgia. We had to do chin, had to do so many chin. I don't mean you couldn't chin like this. You had to chin like this. Your hand, your palms out. You couldn't do it like that where it's easy. Had to do it like that. Now, what is chinning? Chinning is battling the resistance of gravity. That's all it is. It is your body, your arms, and the strength of your arms battling the resistance of gravity. What were they doing? Making us stronger. Because resistance is what makes you stronger. And resisting resistance is what makes you strong. After we got through chinning, we'd do some push-ups. I had to do 90 push-ups every day with a full field pack, 90-pound pack on my back. Every day, 90 push-ups. I can't do 9 now. I've got a full field pack on my front. But I had 90, and then I had to do 25 push-ups with one hand. Try that on for size someday. It's easy to do push-ups now, because my stomach is longer than my arms are. They call them roll-ups now. Oh, this is great theology. But you know, what were those push-ups? It was resisting resistance. The law of gravity was resisting.
and the push-ups were resisting resistance. It's exactly what it was. And then we had to climb a 35-foot rope. I don't mean with your legs around the rope. I mean with your hands. Like that, a 35-foot rope. Now, what was that? That was resisting resistance. And then we had to run for 10 miles. What was that? Stupid. That was resisting resistance. It's exactly what it was. Now, what were they doing? They're trying to make us strong enough to win a war. Now, listen, many a day, the old sergeant standing over me, and you can't understand how mean those rascals were. And the old sergeant standing over me, had to do 90 push-ups. 64. Oh! 65! And the sergeant said, faster, faster, faster! And I was so weak, now hear me carefully, I was so weak I thought I couldn't do another. And I would simply say, I've got to do one more. I've got to do one more. Was I weak? No, I was strong. I was strong. And you know, I was the weakest on the 90th push-up, but I was the strongest on the 90th push-up. Because it took me more strength to push up the 90th time than it did the first time. And so when I was weak, then was I strong. I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, if you have battles this morning and heartaches and burdens and sorrows, let me tell you, your weakness is what makes you strong if you keep on going. Because you're fighting resistance, and that's what makes you strong. I remember I'd run, by the way, of the 1,100, I think I mentioned this, the 1,100 men, 309 finished. I wanted you to know that. I was one of them. Thank you. But of the 309, but now, wait a minute. What were they trying to do? Had a war to win. Had some battles to win. What were they doing? Making us tough. How did they make us tough? Making us weak. And resistance fought us. And resisted resistance and one more push-up. And resisted resistance and one more chin-up. And resisted resistance and one more pull on the rope. And resisted resistance and one more step of the 10-mile run. Little widow, you're weak. Keep on going. And because you do, you'll be stronger than ever. Or if you are a little widow rearing your children by yourself, and you've got to make ends meet financially and work in public and then go home and be a mother to several children at night, and you say, I don't think I can make it another day. Well, if you do make it another day, it'll take more strength than it took to make it while your husband was alive, and you'll be stronger for it, and though you're weak, you'll be strong. Forsaken wife, some characterless husband forsook you for a package of makeup on a whore's face. Left you alone as my office door is open time and time again every month of my life with sweet little dear mothers whose husbands have left them with the children for some whore. And there she's got to take care of the family and she's got to figure out some way to keep them fed and clothed. And I want to say, little lady, forsaken by your husband, you say, how can I go another day? Tell you how you do it. You do it, but it takes more strength to do it than when your husband was there, which means you're stronger. What I'm trying to tell you, if you keep on going, you're stronger because you're weaker. Senior citizen, weak, takes more strength for you to come to church. The strongest people in this room today are those senior citizens. Mrs. Steffi might be the strongest person in this room today. Why? It took more strength for her to get up this morning. It took more strength for her to get dressed this morning. Took more strength for her to get out in the car this morning. Took more strength for her to walk inside the building this morning. So who's the strongest person in this room? Probably the weakest person in this room. Why? Because when you're weak, to keep going, it takes more strength, and you get more strength, and you're stronger. And Paul said, when I'm weak, then am I strong. Weary husband, getting older, getting toward retirement time, Yet you go to the wave the hammer every day, or fix the car that's broken in the mechanic shop, or you go to work on construction somewhere, and your shoulders are weary, and your back is stooped, and your hands are a little palsied, and you wonder if you can make it retirement time, and you're weak. Let me tell you something. I congratulate you. You're strong because you're weak. It takes more courage to do it. It takes more strength to do it. It takes more gumption to do it. And Paul said, I'm an aged man. It's not as easy as it was. And because it's not, I'm weaker than ever was. And because I'm weaker than ever was, it's harder for me to do it. And because it's harder, I have to have more strength. And because I have more strength, I'm stronger. Bless God for weakness. Dr. Evans, stronger today than you've ever been in your life. You don't believe it because you're weak sometimes. And yet Doc gets up and takes off and goes on to school. You students out there don't realize who's leading the singing up there for you. There's greatness up there while you're misbehaving. There's greatness up there while you're yawning. There's greatness up there. There's a man up there who doesn't feel like being there, and he's weak, but he was strong enough of character and strong enough of soul and strong enough of spirit and strong enough of body to get up and go. I'm saying he's weak, but he's stronger than he's ever been because he has to be stronger to do what he always did. Carol Fry, you're stronger today than you've ever been. A mother. They're not here, are they? A mother near death. Days probably. Weeks maybe. A few months at the most. And not only a mother, but a father near death. Days probably. Weeks maybe. A few months at the most. A brother who was an infant she had to care for years, who went to heaven a few years ago. How many brothers does she have? None. How many sisters? None. She's given now her life to watching her two parents pass away. Same time. Nearing their deathbed. Same time. Now listen to me. I'm saying, Carol, you're stronger than you have been because the fact that you keep on going. Because it's harder to go than it was. The uphill is always the hardest to go. And it's harder. Because of that, you're stronger. Oh, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you're weak and the burdens come and the heartaches come and the weakness come and the trials come, jump up and down and say, hot dog, because I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep on going, and I have an opportunity to be stronger than I would have had without the weakness. Glenn Smith. Stronger than he's ever been. Man, he's been cut on more than a filet mignon. Open heart surgery. Bypass surgery. Why, Dr. Gear Ghost has gotten rich on Glenn Smith alone. I know, Glenn, there's nothing ever been wrong with you. He just needs the money. What I'm trying to say is, old Glenn keeps on going. He's here this morning. And he's stronger than he ever has been. But you say, Brother House, I saw him walking, he's sort of feeble. But it takes more strength to make that feeble step than it used to take to run. So since it takes more strength, he's stronger than he ever was. Mrs. Anderson, whose husband went to heaven the other day, stronger than she's ever been. Why? Because she's weaker. There's a wonderful, wonderful truth here. And that is that when you stand against resistance, though you're weak in standing against resistance, it makes you strong, and you are strong, because strength comes by resisting resistance. Athlete carries a rubber ball around with him, squeezes it. Look at me. What's he doing? Resisting resistance. Fellow jogs, what's he doing? Resisting resistance. I exercise every day. What am I doing? Eating. I'm resisting resistance. No, I'm not resisting resistance. I I probably shouldn't say this. That little gal right there on the front row of the choir has been through it. She's been through it. Look at me. But she's stronger today than she's ever been. Mother just went to heaven. Battle after battle after battle. But what's made her strong? People say, my soul, Mrs. Hiles is so strong. What's made her strong? Resisting resistance. That's what's made her strong. God gives you that strength. The more resistance you resist, the stronger you become, and God is the one that gives you that strength. People oftentimes look at somebody and they say, I couldn't take that. They see somebody has a lot of burdens, a lot of problems, and they'll say, I couldn't take that. I just couldn't take it. Oh, yes, you could. Yes, you could. Yeah, you could take it. Whoever is taking the noise over there, please take them out immediately. Would you please? It's an important time of the service. Please, right quickly. Take them out right quickly, if you would, please. Hurry. That's good. Let's bow our heads and pray. I've got something I want to say, and everybody's looking over there, and I'm very sorry. That's the Pathfinders, and I don't blame them at all. Our Heavenly Father, give me the attention now of the people in the closing moments of this service. And I pray you'd help us to get our mind on this great truth as we come to the closing moments of the sermon, please. In Jesus' name, amen. Look right at me, please, as I close. You say, I couldn't take that. You don't have to take it, but you say, I'm just not strong enough to take that. No, you're not, but God gives strength when you need the strength. See? And you could take it, and if it comes to you, you will take it. Somebody said the other day about Mrs. Hiles and me, they said, I couldn't go through what they're going through. Oh, yes, you could. Because there is a God. And that God says, my grace is sufficient. And the grace of God is exactly compatible with your need, and the strength of God is compatible with your weakness. And so this morning, if you sit here and you say, I'm weak, how can I take it? I tell you exactly how you take it. You keep on going, and that makes you stronger so you can take it again. That's why it looks so bad coming. I preached on this the other day. Trials look worse on the way than they look when they get there. You know why? When they get there, you have the grace. When they're coming, you don't have the grace. So because of that, you look and see a trial coming and say, how can I take it? You couldn't take it if you only had the grace you have now. But when the trial gets here, God gives you the grace for the trial. There's no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. And will also with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. I close with this. I seek or want no sympathy. But if 10 years ago, somebody would have told me what was ahead for the next 10 years, I'd have said, I can't take it. I can't take it. If somebody would have just outlined the last 10 years for me 10 years ago, I'd have said, I can't take it. You say, how did you take it? Kept on going. Kept on going. I have a sermon on this. Haven't done this in a while. I have a sermon where I use this. A young man says to his mom and dad, Mom and Dad, I'd like to have a set of weights for Christmas. On Christmas, his mother and dad say, Son, go look in the basement. Down in the basement, there's a set of weights. That young man doesn't look at those weights there in the basement. He doesn't look at the weight and say, Dear God, give me strength to lift them. You don't get strength for the weights, you get strength by the weights. And that young man picks up the weight. He tries to lift it, and he can't. And he tries again, 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 and he lifts it. Now what is he? He's stronger than he was. What made him stronger? The lifting of the weight. No, you don't get strength for your burdens, you get strength through your burdens. Then, by the way, As soon as he masters that one, he puts a little more weight on the end. Now he tries heavier weights. He tries, and he fails. He tries again, and he fails. He tries again, and he fails. He tries again, and he succeeds. That's the way you get stronger. The Lord came to me as a kid preacher. My first burdens as a pastor. And I said, I don't think I can lift this. And I tried, and I failed. And I tried again, and I failed. And I tried again, and I failed. And I tried again, and I succeeded. God was making me strong enough for a nationwide ministry. God was making me strong enough to lead in building of a college. God was making me strong enough to lead preachers. So he gave me a heavier weight. I lifted and I failed. 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 I lifted and I succeeded. And God gave me a heavier weight. And a heavier weight. And a heavier weight. Why? Because God wanted to make me strong. Today, if you're weak, say, hallelujah. If I keep on going, I'll be stronger. That's what the Apostle Paul meant. I watched her life ebbed away. She wasn't strong enough to lift her hand. She wasn't strong enough to speak. She wasn't strong enough to even raise her head off the pillow. But she kept on breathing. And it took more strength for her to keep breathing than it does for a man to bench press 400 pounds. That's what the apostle meant when he said, when I'm weak, then am I strong. And that's why he said, I glory in my infirmities. Without them, I wouldn't be strong. For my infirmities make me weak. And my weakness makes it harder to keep going. And being harder to keep going makes me exert more strength. And exerting more strength makes me stronger. I wish tonight, today, I could walk up beside everybody in this room and teach you the truth where you can understand what I'm saying right now. When I'm weak, I'm stronger today at 65. That I've been in the 43 years of my ministry. You know why? I'm weaker today than I've been. Because in my weakness, I keep on going and rely upon Him who says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Our Heavenly Father,